Now here with the first look of what it says in the papers, Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Jackie. Blistering, that's a word in a headline in this morning's Irish Times. It's not referring to the weather, but instead to Ben Healy's stage win in the Tour de France yesterday. Healy's blistering breakaway, it says. And the front page of the Times, as well as those of the Examiner and the Independent, has a picture of Ben Healy crossing the finish line with his arms held aloft, looking a bit like the Jim Larkin statue on a bike. Beside that photo on the Examiner's front page is a report on the weather, saying it could hit 30 degrees and yellow weather warnings have been issued. The Sun front page has the headline, Yellow Fever. And the Times has a picture by Dara MacDonald from Stephen's Green in Dublin. It shows a woman putting sun cream on her little nephew, and although she's putting it on him, she's doing that thing people do when they're putting on makeup, opening her own mouth wide in concentration. Also in the Times, Emer McLeisett is writing about attempting to sleep in the heat. She says she's tried sleeping with her legs out from under the sheet and even one foot on the ground, which, as she says, is an extremely brave move, given that it's a surefire way to invite a creature from the underworld to wrap its claws around your ankle. She's also turned to TikTok in her desperation. And TikTok is in several papers today. The Mail tells us that the company faces a new EU probe into its practice of sending users' data to be stored in China. And the Irish Independent reports that a former TikTok worker took the company to the Workplace Relations Commission. That's because she was made redundant as her job was being taken over by AI. The Workplace Relations Commission found that TikTok was in the right and that the employee was fairly dismissed. Two jobs that can't be done by AI, you'd imagine, are school secretaries and caretakers. And the Independent reports that they plan to go on indefinite strike from the first day of school on August the 28th. The caretakers and secretaries want similar pensions and working entitlements to other public servants. Still on government and money, embarrassing was a word used in the Dáil Public Accounts Committee yesterday. It heard that one government department had to pay €700,000 to revenue because of delays and inaccuracies in its tax deductions. The department is the Department of Public Expenditure. The Times reports that the Secretary General of the department was asked if he was embarrassed at this. He replied that he wasn't happy. The main government story in all the papers today is the GAA Palestine one, where children from the West Bank were refused visas to go on a two-week sort of cool camp here. Where are our 100,000 welcomes now, says Catherine Roach in a letter to the Irish Times. It's a child protection issue, says Taoiseach Simon Harris in the Star. He says that the children were to be accompanied by adults, almost all of who were not their parents. He says that's against Ireland's strict rules on migration. Simon Harris gets a mention in the Irish Times too. Apparently he pledged in the Dáil 3 months ago that a HSE grant to families of children with special needs would be paid. Marie O'Halloran reports that the grant still hasn't been paid, well over a year after it was launched with a fanfare. One Donegal mother's son is in a wheelchair and he was invited to a press launch for the grant and was pictured with ministers. Now that she's still waiting for the grant, the woman says she feels her son was just used as a prop in a photo opportunity. And the Belfast Telegraph this morning features a long piece that will definitely cause rows. It's by Ed Power, and it's not on the bonfires or the 12th marches. Instead, it's on the most overrated films of the 21st century. He includes Oppenheimer, which he calls hokey, La La Land is smug and forgettable, Daniel Craig sucked all the fun out of Bond, and on the toxically twee Banshees of Inisherin, Ed Power asks, why are actors so keen on the idea of Ireland as a perpetually trapped in the 19th century? Answers on a giant bar of Irish spring soap, please, he says.